With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Israel and Iran agreeing to a complete and total ceasefire, adding the deal came soon after Iran launched a limited missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar. There were no American casualties on the base. President Trump lashing out at the news media and critics of the U.S. airstrikes against the Iranian nuclear sites. Greg Clugston reports.
Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky criticized the attack on Iran, calling it unconstitutional. An angry Donald Trump fired back on social media, saying, "Get this bum out of office ASAP." The president also took aim at the news media. He accused certain news networks of reporting anything less than total destruction of the nuclear sites, even though his Joint Chiefs chairman said a final battle damage assessment will take some time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Senior Director for Counterterrorism Sebastian Gorka telling Salem Radio Network he was honored to witness Operation Midnight Hammer up close.
To be part of what we just witnessed, to be in the West Wing, in the Situation Room, as Midnight Hammer is being implemented, perhaps one of the greatest military operations of the modern age. Nobody knew it was happening. The operational security was sublime.
Gorka adds the president's military advisors were perfect in executing that attack.
What Pete Hegseth as secretary did, what General Kane did as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, if a textbook is written on the perfect military operations in history, this is number one.
And European nations working Monday to keep alive diplomatic efforts, even with the announcement of the ceasefire. This is SRN News. The Barna Group issuing a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith. And while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also indicates that when it comes to health, physical, and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UK lawmakers backing a bill to allow terminally ill adults in Wales and England to end their lives. Historic vote in Parliament that takes physician-assisted suicide one step nearer now to becoming law. That legislation now goes to the House of Lords, and that body may amend or delay policy, but it cannot overrule the lower chamber. Pro-life advocates fought hard against the measure, warning it would put elderly people at risk. This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she wants to build a nuclear power plant in her state.
I am proud to announce that I'm directing the New York State Power Authority to develop and construct a brand new advanced nuclear plant in upstate New York. Announcing that here today, and we're going to get it done.
A search continues for one person still missing after seven others were killed when a boat capsized on Lake Tahoe in California. That during a powerful weekend thunderstorm that whipped up high waves. Coast Guard says swells of more than 8 feet were recorded around the time the 27-foot gold Chris-Craft vessel flipped over. Intense weather pattern cooking a lot of these United States in a dangerous heat dome this week with triple-digit measures that haven't been seen like this in more than a decade. Heat wave especially bad in hitting Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. More details at srnnews.com.